Parshas Noach and the punishment, the mabul for the whole world, and the post tells us the reason. Because they used to gather from one another. And Rabbi Yerna learns from here that although we know they did other Averis, Averis Zora and Gilarias and other Averis, but for one reason or another, the most chomor and the one that gets the biggest oynish is the chet of gezel, not being careful with somebody else's money. And the chiddush really is even bigger because Chazal tell us that the chomos that they did in the Dera Mabel wasn't major gezelis of millions of dollars. It took from each person only a pachas m'shava pruta. And yet, taking pachas m'shava pruta is so chomor and more chomor than other ways, as Chazal say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, le'nechtam gezar dinam shel Dera Mabel elo al ha-chomos. What is the reason that gezelis is so chomor and more than other ways? The number of reasons written in the Rishonim. The Ramban learns because all other Averis are instructions of the Torah. And a person who's unfortunately doesn't keep the mitzvahs of the Torah, Hashem is sometimes merachem on him. But Gzela, which is common sense and basic intelligence and muskolos, every person understands that. And even Bosom Shavu Pruta, a person understands. And it goes against the fabric of society, which every person understands. That's the breakdown of society and punishable in such a terrible way. Others say because other averus of another lamokim, and aver of lamokim, Hashem in His kindness is merachem on the person, doesn't punish him. But gezel is because you're hurting somebody else, so. If Hashem has got rachmonos on mankind, like He has rachmonos on this person who perpetrated the crime, He has rachmonos on the other person who suffered because of crime. So Hashem's middle of rachmonos to people doesn't come into play to save the fellow. So he did his avera, he gets his onish in such a terrible way. The Gemara tells us that person who undertakes to do something verbally didn't make a kinyan and nevertheless he changes his mind, then he gets a klala from Chazal. And the klala says, Misha Para Midera Mabel, Hashem who punished the Dera Mabel, who Yifra Mimisha Oimidiburo, he will punish the person who's not honest and of impeccable integrity in his business. What's the shaychus between the Dora Mabel and the fellow with Zeyna Oman B'Diburoi? Says the Meiri, because the fellow with Zeyna Oman B'Diburoi thinks that I didn't make a kinyan and he didn't lose a lot of money because of me, and it doesn't matter if I pull out. So Chaval say, you see that the Dera Mabel, they gather pockets of Rishava Pruta, and nevertheless, for the little bit of pain that the other person suffered for a pockets of Rishava Pruta, the Torah is so strict that there was a Dera Mabel. So, Misha Hora, man, Dera Mabel, who Yifra from the person of Shein Oim V'Diburi. This is how strict the Torah is when it comes to the Nechosim and the feelings of another person. The emes is that when we know and we appreciate how strict the dinim of gezela and ben adam lechavera are, then we start to understand the Gemara Baba Kama, which says that a person is expected to be even more careful, that he shouldn't be mazik others more than he would naturally be careful that he shouldn't be damaged by others. That's how strict and how much a person must feel that he doesn't want to harm somebody else. The Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, very famously, V'hoya, Munas, Itecha, Chais, and Yeshua, Chachma, V'das. And the Gemara explains that these six words are referring to the six Sedarim of Zeroi Moed, Noshem, Zikin, Kochim, and Taras. And the Gemara says the word Yeshuais refers to Seder and Zikin. Why is Seder and Zikin called Yeshuais? So Rashi says that a person, when he learns Zikin, he learns to be careful that he shouldn't be mazik other people, Yeshuais of other people. But the Migdal Oiz says that the schar of being careful with other people's nechosim brings Yeshua. So a person needs a Yeshua from a Kadosh Baruch Hu on this Torah, that Torah, the next Torah. Extra Zahiris in Nezikin, that's what brings Yeshua. That's why the Navi calls Seder Nezikin by the word Yeshuas. So much so, the Torah tells us that not only a person has to be careful not to harm other people, not to take other people's money, but the Avera is so strict if a person mistakenly holds on to other people's money that not only do I have to be impeccable in my dealing with other people, but I have to be seen to be that way. Moshe Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was in charge of the Nidvas HaMishkan, he gave a reckoning to Klal Yisrael of every penny they had spent. Says the Medrash in Shmois, this is Moshe Rabbeinu, whom Hashem himself trusted so much and allowed him to come up into Shemaim and go through all the heavens. And Hashem said about him, Behold, Beisi Naaman, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts him to go wherever he wants in Shemaim. We would have thought, if he's Behold, Beisi Naaman, then he should surely be trustworthy by Klal Yisrael. This Moshe Rabbeinu, who's allowed free access into the Shemaim Shemaim, he needs to give reckoning and accounting to people in this world. Says the Medrash from here, you see that it's so terrible to either take something that doesn't belong to me, or even to give that impression, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to make a reckoning for Klal Yisrael at that time. The Chavnish writes in Emunah B'Tochen that it's important that we learn the halachas of Chesh Mishpat and understand them and ask shailas and these inyanim. In the same way that it's impossible for a person to keep Shabbos without learning the halachas, so too, says the Chaznish, it's impossible for a person to keep the halachas correctly when it comes to monetary matters if he doesn't learn. People sometimes think that Chesh Mishpat is common sense, and Hilchos Shabbos I need to learn, because otherwise how will I know the dinim of Bishul and Boyer? But monetary matters is all basic common sense. Says the Chazanish, no. The Torah's hashkofa on money matters is not always the same as ours. And the same way you got to learn Hilchos Shabbos, you have to learn Chesh Mishpat and Yonim. Yaakov Avinu, when he left home and he went to the house of Lavan, he learned for 14 years in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'eva, although he'd already been learning for many, many, many years by his father. But before he goes to Lavan, he needs to learn 14 years in Shem Ve'eva. Says the Shem Shmuel, what was he learning there? He was learning through the entire Seder Nezikin. He's learning through Chesh Mishpat because he's going to work by Lavan. And now, for the first time, he's going to be involved in monetary matters with other people. That necessitates learning all the dinim that there are in Shulchan Aruch Chesh Mishpat and in Seder Nezikin. Not for nothing, Rambam, when he says how careful a person has to be with other people's money, and he proves this from Yaakov Avinu, who was dealing with the biggest crook, Lavan, who swindled him so many times, and nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu says, "As onyi v'es yigia kapai roi lekim v'yecha chomesh." Yaakov Avinu said, "I had a tzala. Person has a tzara and he needs a tzala. In what zechus was he zeicha to a tzala? As yigia kapai, Hakadosh Baruch Hu saw that I'm careful with my hands, with my money, even when I'm up against a crook like Lavan. Roi lekim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees how elach a person is." The Rambam learns from here how much you have to be careful with the way you deal with other people. And the Rambam calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. unusual expression. We know other people called tzaddikim, but here the Rambam in Hilchos Chiras says to learn from Yaakov HaTzaddik how careful he was with the money of Lavan. Evidently, this is where he gained the title Yaakov HaTzaddik. A real tzaddik is a person who's careful with other people's nechosim. Moshe Rabbeinu, after all his reckoning and all the monies that went through his hands, there were 15 hooks which he couldn't find and he couldn't account for. He was very, very upset. He knew he had to get out of anything, but it might not be transparent. People might think that something little like 15 little hooks, he maybe took that money or lost that money or couldn't account for that money. And when he finally found that money in the 15 hooks, Moshe Rabbeinu said the entire Ishtabach with 15 expressions of Eidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because any one of those hooks which might be missing, and people might think the smallest little thing about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu was B'chol Beisi Ne'amanu, but that would be so terrible that Moshe Rabbeinu had to sing an extra Shira for each one of those 15 hooks which were finally found. This gives us an idea of the importance of Mala Aretz Chamas, how severe and how strict the Torah is when it comes to other people's money. We know that the Shulchan Aruch is really very, very strict. If I'm employed by somebody else, I may not interrupt and I may not give my attention to anything else at the same time. So much so that when Boaz came to his own field and he greeted his koitzrim, the people who were harvesting in his field, the pasuk tells us, "Vayomer koitzrim Hashem imochem." He greeted his harvesters, "Vayomer loy," and they replied to him, "Yevarechcha Hashem." And the Farshim asked, "Why do we need the words Vayomer loy?" They said to him, "Obviously, if he greeted them, they greeted him back." The pasuk could have said, "Vayomer yevarechcha Hashem." Why is the pasuk add the "Vayomer loy"? They said to him. Says the Chidah, had it been any other person who greeted them, they wouldn't have answered, because greeting somebody else takes away from the work that they're doing for Boaz. But because Boaz was the one who greeted them, and the owner is only too happy, you should interrupt from your work to be mentioned and to greet the owner, the employer. Therefore, the pasuk stresses, Vayomru, and they answered. How could they answer in the middle of their work? Vayomru loy, they were replying to Boaz, who was employing them, therefore they went to speak. We know that each and every one of us works with Parnassa in an attempt to bring, to be able to have a house of Kedusha and a house of Hatzlacha. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it's impossible to have a Shras HaShechina in the Mishkan unless every penny is earned correctly, honestly. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashre as Shechina in the Mishkan, that was the proof that every penny in the Mishkan was honest. So if that's a proof, it means that it's impossible to have a Shechina in a house if the money's not earned in an honest way. So we have to be so careful. Even as a Shoigig and even as a Pachos of Shavu Pruta, if we want that in our homes, Be'ez Hashem, there should be Hatzlacha, there should be Siyat Deshmaya, there should be a Shras HaShechina, and that's only if every penny is earned in an honest way. So much so that when Hashem said that he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, in the entire Torah, it doesn't say where the Beis HaMikdash will be. It just says that Amokam HaShivcha Hashem, Beis HaMikdash is called Beis HaBechira. Then when they came into Eretz Yisrael, every one of the Shvatim begged, make the Beis HaMikdash in my chen. And Hashem Baruch Hu said, no, only Bechelk Shol Binyamin. Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, is Bechelke Shel Teiref in the Chelek of Binyamin. Says the Medrash, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu turn down all the other Shvatim and make the Mishkan Dafka by Binyamin? The answer is because all the other Shvatim inadvertently had been involved in the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. True, they thought that he was Chayav Misa, and true, that they thought that they were doing the right thing, and they made a mistake. But at the end of the day, with their mistake, they had ganoved Yosef HaTzadik away from Yaakov Avinu. Once they were guilty once of Geneva, there couldn't be a Shras HaShechina anymore. You want to build a Beis HaMikdash, it has to be in the Chedek of Binyamin. Binyamin was never involved in a Gzela. The Medrash brings a Pasuk, Lama Taratzun Horim. Why do the great Shvatim dance and prance and beg that the Torah should, that the Beis HaMikdash should be in their portion of Eretz Yisrael? Horim Gavnunim, you were involved in a Gneva of Yosef HaTzadik. I can't bring my Shchina to you. Only to Binyamin, who wasn't involved. May we be Zeicha, each and every one of us, to learn from the Mala Aretz Chamos of the Dor HaMabul and the severity with which the Torah treats that Avera, and get a chizuk in being careful in every undertaking that we say and in every word that we undertake to do, and even in a Pachas Shavu Pruta, to realize how important it is in the eyes of the Torah, and Hashem should have Rachmanos and bring Hatzalah to each and every one of us in this chus of honesty and work, as the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, it's on ye vest yegia kapai royal akim of the Torah should see that we work honestly, and that the chus bring us Yeshuas and the Chomas and Hatzachos to each and every one of us and our families.